Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
It was supposed to be a total disaster. In fact, if you go back and look at the headlines from about April 3rd to about April 10th, it's actually kind of hilarious now. Absolute economic Armageddon forecast. Like, here's just one from Newsweek. How Trump tariffs shock compares to worst stock market crashes in history. Trump had just announced his tariffs, and everybody, and I mean all of the talking head media, was hysterical. From CNBC to CNN Business to even Fox News Business, this was going to be a disaster. And they were talking it down. It was a psychological operation. Trump sent the market into a tailspin when he announced on Wednesday that the U.S. would impose a 10% baseline tariff on virtually all imports and singled out roughly 60 countries for what he described as discounted reciprocal tariffs. Bloomberg reported that was back in April. And folks, you can see what they were doing now, and that's why I'm focusing on this. They were talking it down. And clearly, the media had their marching orders delivered by their advertisers, the big multinationals whose commercials run at the brakes. They were to talk the market down. Then the big hedge funds, all the big globalist ones, started dumping stock in a deliberate attempt to implode the stock market. Here's a reminder of what the business media sounded like at that time. As they forecast, as if it was fact, I'll never forget it, that by the end of the month, we would equal or exceed the stock market crash of 1929. They were so confident. This was it. They'd gotten Trump. And only a few months into his presidency, too.
This is an economic Armageddon that's coming for the U.S. consumer and the economy.
You see all of his cabinet members, his other aides, going on TV and you know, glorifying the tariff-mageddon we have just been through and are still going through.
President Trump shrugs as the stock market plunges and the dollar weakens amid warnings that his tariffs could throw the United States into a recession.
See, the purpose of it was to deliberately tank the stock market. That's why the big hedge funds sold off, was to scare mom and pop into dumping the contents of their 401k in a panic. In another time, before Americans had totally lost confidence in the media, it might have worked. But mom and pop didn't listen. And folks, given how hysterical the propaganda got, and this is what I want you to get, how evil these people in the media are. I want you to remember this. We need a good reminder of this from time to time. Incredibly, mom and pop investors didn't listen. They just ignored the hysteria from the lying media, and the lying media wasn't able to trigger the stock market crash it wanted. It wouldn't be till 90 days later that we would find out why. Here's Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent And this is truly amazing, folks.
The Vanguard, one of the largest money management firms in America, said that over the past 100 days, 97% of Americans haven't done a trade. And in fact, individual investors have held tight while institutional investors have panicked. So individual investors trust President Trump.
That's putting it charitably, Scott Bessent. They didn't panic and dump their stocks at the big hedge funds. No, this was a coordinated detonation of the stock market. And you know what makes that so pernicious? You do a thing like that, you're risking losing control of it and plunging America into a depression. Never underestimate how evil these people are and what they'll destroy to take control back from the people and put it back in their boardrooms. So the big institutional investors, after about a month, gave up trying with their fake, or at least fakely derived, stock market crash and went back into the market that they were never really that afraid of. And by midsummer, the stock market was hitting new, fresh, all-time highs. That's how fake the business media can be. How wrong did these morons get it again this week? They were projecting that GDP growth today would come in at 3.3. It came in at 4.3%. Folks, how do these people still have jobs to financial networks? Remember again how scary they made it for mom-and-pop investors at that time, the 401k stockholders.
It was very clear that these tariffs are going to be passed on to American consumers and are going to slow down the economy.
The best hope for our economy is that there will be enough damage to markets quickly that the administration is led to correct.
They have created havoc in our economy that was improving, and now we have people out there scared to death.
Given that, it's near miraculous that mom and pop investors held the line. But you just heard her there. No, no, please don't do tariffs. No, no, the economy's improving. What economy was she talking about? An economy that in Q1 2025 was at negative 0.6% growth. So why is all of this happening? Notice something with Democrats. Look, they knew these GDP numbers were coming. That's why they're not even talking about economic growth. They're talking about affordability because they know they can't even compete on the economic growth playing field. It's because of two things. One is the anticipation of the big, beautiful bill going into effect next year, including its immediate, we've never had this before, 100% expensing of new factories. You don't have to amortize it over time. And some other things Trump explained in his speech last week.
1 year ago, our country was dead. We were absolutely dead. Our country was ready to fail, totally failed. Now, we're the hottest country anywhere in the world. And that's said by every single leader that I've spoken to over the last 5 months. Next year, you will also see the results of the largest tax cuts in American history that were really accomplished through our great, big, beautiful bill, perhaps the most sweeping legislation ever passed in Congress. We wrapped 12 different bills up into one beautiful bill that includes no tax on tips, no tax on overtime, and no tax on Social Security for our great seniors. Under these cuts, many families will be saving between $11,000 and $20,000 a year, and next spring is projected to be the largest tax refund season of all time.
But I mean, how do we get here? And this is the most important part, folks. We haven't seen a president in my lifetime, it's been considered, folks, gauche for an American president to actually economically advocate for America on the world stage. I mean, God forbid we run around the world cutting trade deals like China does and advocating for our interests and setting aside rare earth mineral mines. And no, American, well, we'd rather fail than be seen doing that at the country club. That's how our douchebag elites think, all of them, except Donald Trump. So how did we get here? You know what's really interesting? Mark Mitchell with Rasmussen Reports has reported that one of the things that actually hurt Trump in his polling is people see him flying all over the world. He's in like in a different country all the time. And they're saying, hey, listen, you gotta concentrate on the economy. What are you doing there? He's trying to save the economy. He's cutting trade deals. That's why, and using the tariffs to do it. as leverage. That's why he's been in these other countries. Here's how you get there. 4.3%, folks. And Larry Kudlow, Fox Business, who's not a big fan of tariffs, is forecasting it'll go to 5% growth next year. But anyway, here's how we got there.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
President Trump pushing ahead with his America First agenda.
Breaking news, Apple announced it's going to work with Foxconn to build a server factory in Texas by 2026.
The company says it is now planning to invest $500 billion in the U.S. economy.
The CEO of SoftBank pledging to invest $100 billion in the U.S. over the next 4 years.
This is President Trump delivering on the promise he made to the American people on the campaign trail.
The idea is come to America, build greatness in America, build for American customers.
Project Stargate.
It's a joint venture between SoftBank, Oracle, and OpenAI, and they're going to create a data center that will eventually be expanded to other states.
Shows people are listening to Mr. Trump's pitch to bring new industry to America.
This is the latest pledge from a foreign business leader promising to spend big in the U.S. as a result of Trump's election victory.
Founder of the property development company DeMac Properties is pledging the money.
President Trump announcing $100 billion investment from Taiwan Semiconductor, bringing the company's total American investments to $165 billion.
The most powerful AI chips in the world will be made right here in America.
Things happen so quickly in the Trump world, right? It's 100 days. Right. It feels like it's 100 months. This is leadership. This is taking control of the problem for military, for everything, for industrial, for our economy. Even if it causes short-term pain, the reality is it is the right decision.
NVIDIA says it will invest hundreds of billions of dollars over the next 4 years, part of the manufacturing renaissance under President Donald J. Trump.
Furniture maker Prepack are shifting their operations from Canada to North Carolina.
Johnson & Johnson says it will invest more than $55 billion in the U.S. over the next 4 years.
Hyundai announced a $20 billion investment.
With your leadership, Mr. President, Hyundai Motor Group is proud to be a stronger partner in America's industrial future.
This is the automobile industry, and now those plants largely have stopped and they're moving them to our country. Honda is building one of the biggest plants.
The trade story is certainly picking up speed here and pushing more countries to make these bigger investments.
It's another example of the Trump effect.
GE Aerospace announcing a nearly $1 billion investment into American manufacturing.
And Eli Lilly announcing plans to expand its manufacturing here in the United States.
$27 billion additional spend, bringing our total to more than $50 billion.
The money's rolling in, and this is in the past 60-some-odd days, Charles.
These are deep-pocketed folks who want to have a relationship, and it's just smart moves.
We are CMA CGM, one of the leaders in shipping and logistics around the world. Today, we are investing $20 billion.
Foreign leaders from around the world, investors from Silicon Valley to Wall Street to Main Street, have confidence again in our economy, in our markets, and in President Trump.
The Trump effect this morning, a string of massive wins for American manufacturing. The numbers speak for themselves. Wisconsin-based Clarios is putting up $6 billion to expand its American operation. And what's driving these decisions? Well, President Trump's aggressive Made in America policies and his commitment to bringing industry back to American soil. This is exactly what Trump promised. America First is back.
So what did all that investment, all those foreign trips add up to? Trump explained that in his speech last week.
This historic trend will continue. Already, I've secured a record-breaking $18 trillion of investment into the United States, which means jobs, wage increases, growth, factory openings, and far greater national security. Much of this success has been accomplished by tariffs. My favorite word, tariffs, which for many decades have been used successfully by other countries against us, but not anymore. Companies know that if they build in America, there are no tariffs, and that's why they're coming home to the USA in record numbers. They're building factories and plants at levels we haven't seen, AI, automobiles. We're doing what nobody thought was even possible, not even remotely possible. There has never, frankly, been anything like it.
4 days ago, Larry Kudlow predicted Trump would pull in a 5% growth economy. That sounded a little optimistic 4 days ago, but now that we're at 4.3%, it doesn't anymore. And folks, keep in mind, Larry Kudlow, not a huge fan of Trump's tariffs either, but yet he predicted this for next year.
Get ready for Trump's 5% economy. That's the subject of the rip. GDP, still the best overall measure of our economy. It stands for gross domestic product. It covers consumption, investment, government, and trade. For the past 25 years, it's been stuck around 2% on average. You know, for the prior 100 years, GDP growth averaged 3.5% per year. That was real prosperity for all Americans, top, middle, lower incomes. Not only prosperity, but opportunity to climb the ladder of success. Now, I think the Trump economic program of supply-side tax cuts, deregulation, drill, baby, drill, and free and fair reciprocal trade is capable of producing 5% GDP growth. That's right, 5%. Not every quarter, and not necessarily every year, but I think with huge business investment, including the AI boom, along with the drop in oil prices, which could actually get us to zero inflation for a while, Mr. Trump's program could deliver 5% growth next year, maybe even the year after, too. Mr. Trump's shock and awe reimagination and rejuvenation of a new capitalist path to prosperity is right now completely underestimated by everybody, friend and foe. Even the oil price decline, from near $80 a barrel at the beginning of the year to mid-50s right now, oil affects hundreds of commodities and services and their prices throughout the economy. And if the price stays more or less where it is, the 30% plus drop will squash consumer prices. We could conceivably get a number of months of a zero CPI or even a negative CPI read. This, of course, would boost real GDP. The last time the economy hit 5% growth was the second quarter of 2000. Okay, that was 25 years ago. The last time real GDP hit 5% for the entire year, that was Ronald Reagan's 1984, where the number was 5.6% growth for that whole year. That was over 40 years ago. So, hold on to your hats, folks. We haven't done it for over 40 years, but I believe it well could happen next year and the year after. We're surely going to hit a Dow 50,000 very soon, and we're going to go beyond with records on the S&P as well. But listening to Mr. Trump's solid speech Wednesday night just gave me the thought that, you know what, we're due for a 5% economy, and that's the riff.
Folks, only thing that scares me about this, it's so good. We know what happened the last time Trump's economy caught fire when it was on that all-important psychological cusp of 30,000 in the stock market, which doesn't seem like a lot now, but at the time it was massive. And COVID got out ever so conveniently, got out. That's what scares me as I watch this week China once again caught, you know, smuggling yet another bioweapon into this country. God knows what the Democrats are capable of. And of course, the terrorist army they imported, which I think they probably have more command and control over than we realize, or at least the deep state does. That's why the CIA brought its kill squads in here, loaded them onto the planes ahead of U.S. citizens when fleeing Afghanistan. They've got a lot of terrible levers of power to pull. When you see an economy this good from Trump, I'm afraid, what are they planning in the back rooms to destroy it? I hope it goes as badly as their fake engineered attempted stock market crash earlier this year.
With Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.